This is a Construction Tales brief safety topic. It is time to review what the laws say about high visible clothing requirements.
I investigated the various arenas within DOT, OSHA, and New York City Department of Buildings, and in an effort to show you where in the code it says that high visibility clothing is required to be worn. My first stop was sifting through the Department of Transportation. Since this is a federal agency, I know that DOT workers are definitely required to wear high visible clothing. Here is the DOT section that I found pertaining to the requirement. Quote, all DOT employees within the highway right-of-way shall wear high visibility apparel meeting American National Standards Institute 107 Class 2 and or Class 3 standards for conspicuity and meets New York State DOT approved garments. High visibility apparel shall not be purchased without approval by main office or regional employee safety and health. I also looked on the OSHA website to see the verbiage on their position on the subject matter. Overall, when a worker is subjected to motorized vehicles on or near a federal highway, such as being a flagger or a road worker, they are required to wear high visible clothing. I will provide a link to the OSHA.gov high visible clothing requirement discussion in this video. I even double checked and reviewed the current 2008 New York City building code within the section that governs my construction industry that is known as Chapter 33, Safeguards During Construction or Demolition. Additionally, I spoke with my fellow site safety manager co-workers. Based upon my investigation, there is no Department of Buildings Code section that speaks on having high visible clothing as a requirement on the job site. As specifically stated in this video, the requirement is site specific and hinges upon the requirements of leadership on a specific job site.
This concludes this Construction Tales safety topic. Come back for more topics soon.